You know what time it is? We can let down our hair. The moon is high, and we are lunatics now. It's deep in the safe harbor. It's Dark 30. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and now is the time you should turn off the radio if you don't want to potentially hear some outrageous material, because this is when we kick back down a shot of hard liquor and try to have some fun. And I'm your creepy guide across the River Styx.
Abandon all hope.
Daddy going to give you something to drink now. Yes, it's a special evening here in the studio. We have right here Sam the Animal Steel at the mixing board. We have the, some would say famous, others infamous historian Vance Pollock, and investigator Shelley Wright of Wright's Coin Shop. What a panel we have to discuss the madness in the world this evening, and I know there's plenty of it happening right now at Wright's Coin Shop. What's been the vibe there lately, Shelley?
Well, it was kind of panicky at the shop. Everybody wants to buy everything. The prices are low. It's a wonderful time to buy, but it's hard to get product. So everything we have is flying out the door, and nobody understands why. And so it's just, it's been very interesting. It's been very frantic, very, very busy. But it's good.
And it's a buyer's market. You know, I have a good friend, he's a goldsmith. And I was talking to him the other day about just the incredible history of gold. He said that when he was, like, in college, he went and bought an ounce of gold, and it was like $50.
I know. Crazy.
And now an ounce of gold is what? What's it going for now, Shelley? $1,200, $1,300, maybe, something
less,
like that?
Less than that.
It got up close to $2,000 at one point.
Mm-hmm.
It goes up and down year by year, but if you look at over a 10-year period, it always goes way up.
Yeah, but you know, those people who were buying it at $50 an ounce,
mm-hmm.
you know that at the time they were thinking, man, I'm paying way too much.
Mm-hmm.
They always think that.
Yeah, well, this is the perfect time to go to Wright's Coin Shop. And it's okay if you've never bought gold or silver before. You guys have been in business over 40 years. It's a family-owned business. You're Shelley Wright. It's called Wright's Coin Shop.
Right.
Your mom and dad started it.
Right.
You're not part of some big corporation out there with commission-working salespeople at an 800 mm-hmm. number. They can call you up, talk to you directly, or walk right in there. And it only takes if somebody has $30 in their pocket and they just want to walk in the door and get started, that's okay, right?
Oh, yeah, that's okay. It's easy peasy. They're in and out in 5 minutes,
yeah.
If that long.
And we are always, you know, we don't like to fearmonger on this show, but the truth is, all throughout history, there have been occasions when people wake up one day and their currency suddenly is not worth so much, and maybe the banks have closed down, and that kind of thing will happen again.
It will.
It's nice to have a little stash of gold and silver somewhere.
It is.
How can people find you and get in touch with you guys?
They can give us a call at 828-298-5402. Or come see us at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road in Asheville.
So again, that is 1271 Sweeten Creek Road in Asheville, not far from the Biltmore Estate. The telephone number, you should write this down, it's 828-298-5402. That's 828-298-5402. And there is a link, of course, a banner to their website. You can go directly, if you want, to WrightsCoinShop.com. That's W-R-I-G-H-T-S. Or just go to SpeakingOfStrange.com and follow the link with a map and even a photograph of Shelley Wright. That gets requested so often. I just say, please, just go to the website. I'm tired of sending people pictures of Shelley Wright. That's the easy thing to do. Well, you know, Shelley, we're always happy to have you in here as a voice for women everywhere. You're our representative of the female energy.
Yeah.
And in your experience, is it is it normal for a woman to pleasure herself behind the wheel?
No.
Are you sure about that?
Yes.
So you're saying it's only for special occasions?
I would say it's probably for no occasion.
Really?
Yes.
Even when you're bored, you're stuck in traffic.
I cannot imagine a time when that would be easy or appropriate, or, I mean, with everything else going on, I just can't imagine that you could concentrate.
So you're listening to Sting.
You're a creative lady. It's not easy. It's much easier than a fella.
I don't know, actually.
How so?
Well, I would say a man's parts are a bit more accessible.
I'm thinking post.
What?
I'm post. Thinking after.
Huh?
That's all I can say.
Vance, what is he talking about?
Where are you going?
Clean up.
Oh, that kind of post.
Yes.
Well, the astronauts figure it out somehow. You know,
they have that suction device.
Yeah, they have a technology
there. It goes right out into the outer sphere, whatever that's called.
We should invent something that plugs into the air conditioning system somehow. That's another million-dollar idea. We just toss them out left and right.
Write it down. Show.
Well, I bring this up not just because I'm a dirty old man, mm-hmm. but there's a story from the UK here. It says a driver has been left red-faced after she crashed her Mini into the back of a van and had to admit it was because she was pleasuring herself. She was stuck in traffic at the time and says that, you know, she's fit in her 30s. And basically, you know, she didn't want to admit it at first, but believe it or not, there was some footage of this somehow. Yeah. And, see, nowadays you just never know where a camera's going to be. Here's our warning, public service. We've talked about this before. If you ever see a man walking around with a GoPro strapped to the end of his shoe,
beat him up.
Beware. So she had a toy with herself, and simple enough, said it was to alleviate the boredom of traffic.
Isn't that what the radio's for?
I tend to think that women have this kind of stuff on their mind a lot more than they let on, and if you listen closely to the words that women use, they will express it when they don't even realize they are. Let me give you an example. We had Dean Worsing on last hour, and he was talking about living healthy and this great diet. Well, I'm a big salad bar fan. And recently I went to a restaurant here in Western North Carolina that I think has the best salad bar. They're getting hard to find these days. So I get up to the salad bar, and it's just me there at first, and then I become very aware that there is suddenly a woman right next to me. It's like she's gotten from the beginning of the salad bar to my position way too quickly. What I will tell you, she was a very healthy-looking lady, and I'm just trying to ignore her. And she starts talking to me at the salad bar, which that's kind of odd.
That's weird.
And the conversation that we had was so noteworthy that when I sat down, I literally took my phone out and I made some notes on what this woman said to me. Now, she didn't know me from Adam. I'm standing there at the salad bar. This woman is right next to me. And at first I thought, well, is she kind of trying to rush me or whatever? She, out of the blue, says to me, and I'm looking at my notes right now. She says, as she's watching me fill up this big container, because I'm taking my salad to go, she goes, yeah, load it up. And okay, seriously. And I just, off the top of my head, I turn to her and I say, yeah, this box is really deep. Seriously. I mean, I'm not understanding what's happening at this point. And then she goes, you know how far I came for this tonight? And I said, yeah, a good salad bar is hard to find these days. And I swear to God, this is a true conversation. Then she goes, have you eaten those croutons?
The worst God. Dirty talk
I
ever.
This is the worst salad porn.
And I said, no, because I'd never had these croutons before. And she goes, oh, they're soft in the middle and they're crispy on the outside. They hand make them here. Oh, my God. And that's when it really set in. Like, this is the filthiest conversation I've had in years at the salad bar. And I felt very uncomfortable at that moment, and I thought maybe did I just cheat on my wife here, you know? So I go and I sit down next to Lauren. I say, listen to this. What just happened to me at the salad bar? And I took these notes. Can you believe that?
That's just ew.
Do you think that I read too much into that, Shelley, or that there was something subliminal that was oozing out of her, and she didn't even understand what was happening?
Oh, I think she understood what was happening.
Really?
I think she was standing close enough to facilitate it. I think that she would have liked for you to take her on that salad bar. I think so.
Well, that never even occurred to me, but you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Has that ever been done in a porn, Sam? You should know if anybody. Have you ever seen that happen? We've seen it on car hoods. We've seen it at in doctor office tables. But has anybody ever just done a porn where you throw the lady up on a salad bar? If Dean's there, there's coconut oil involved. and then next thing you know, I think you get the picture.
Well, aside from being a horrible health violation, a health code violation,
mm-hmm.
I have not. But, I mean, it's given me some ideas. For, you know, maybe like, you know, like you could be Ryan Warren, and it could be like Ryan at Ryan's. I don't know. I'm thinking of like salad bars. They probably wouldn't even notice if you did it at a Ryan's. It wouldn't.
Well,
it's not like the sneeze guards work anyway.
Yeah, and it's very difficult being a tall man at a salad bar. And, you know, listen to me. I'm used to being, you know, the tallest guy in the room.
Not tonight.
Man in the room. I'm 6'2", and I stand next to Sam and Vance, and they are these stoic pillars of manhood.
Stoic pillars.
I mean, I believe you said there's 14 foot of cable between you guys. do you enjoy a good salad bar, Vance? What's your experience?
I'm curious about those croutons.
I mean, but you know how like you have to lean down so far to get underneath the spit guard or whatever,
yeah.
And you know, sometimes I feel like I get dizzy, like I'm going to pass out because I'm locking my knees or something. I don't know what's happening. Are you a big salad bar guy, though?
No. Buffet sometimes, but not a big salad guy. Asian buffet.
I think we discussed this off the air at one point. Have you been to that Brazilian place? It's not a bar.
We have.
It's not a bar. They do have a bar there, but
they do.
They bring just meat.
I've been
after
to
meat.
Similar places where they just it's a meat fest until you turn the card and say, I've had enough.
Yeah. I mean, there is a salad bar, but
is there?
There's a nice. Mm.
Well, maybe I'll go check out the salad bar.
We should take a trip. We should take a field trip one day, a show eating trip.
I mean, you hear the term thrown around a lot, but that kind of restaurant is a true sausage fest, is it not?
They have the sausage.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I read this story, and I know that Irish people are, I've heard, they like to tip the bottle a little bit and do some wacky things from time to time.
You like to just enjoy stereotypes, do you?
Stereotypes are stereotypes for a reason.
That's what St. Patty's is there for, to prove. But I read this and I thought, this is even grossing me out. I've had a lot of Irish whiskey. I don't think I could put this in my mouth. I'll explain when we come back. You're listening to what we call the Dark 30 Hour, when we dig into, stuff that you might not want to listen to if you're easily offended or if there are kids around. You know, consider yourself warned. I'm Joshua P. Warren. We'll be back with more on Speaking of Strange.
Or at least that's when you lose yourself for a minute or two.
Like a dead man from a white oak tree. People sitting on porches thinking how things used to be. Dark night. It's a dark night. Dark night. It's a dark. Need
a new boyfriend for a local girl. When she made eyes with him, she was young and pretty, no stranger to other men. But windows were being locked at night, the old lines drawn again. I thought these things didn't matter anymore.
Yeah, it's the Dark 30 hour here on Speaking of Strange. This is the part of the show when we dig into the more outrageous and controversial stuff. News not fit for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. So consider that your warning if you don't want to hear that kind of material. Well, tune out. We don't make this stuff up. We just report it. It's our duty. And I want you to keep in mind now, if you go to speakingofstrange.com, you can find links to some of these stories yourself. You'll find a link to Wright's Coin Shop. You'll also find a link to the Sunshine Simple Solar Generator, the world's most powerful solar generator for your home for the lowest price guaranteed. You can also go directly to sunshinesimple.com and just watch the video and see why it is so popular and is sold to so many people all over the world. I am here in the Asheville studio tonight, News Radio 570 WWNC, with producer Sam the Animal Still. We have Vance Pollock in the studio. We have investigator Shelley Wright. And, you know, I'm sure someday I will make it to Ireland. It hasn't happened yet. It's surprising, considering the tradition of ghostly phenomena in that part of the world. But you read stories like this and you think, I don't know if I want to be a part of some of the things these Irish folks are up to. This is from the county Fermanagh in Northern Ireland. They recently celebrated their 37th annual Lady of the Lake Festival. And they were treated to a new event. It's called a dung spitting competition. And it was exactly what it sounds like. Participants took sheep excrement into their mouths and tried to spit it farther than their opponents. Apparently, a local hotel owner organized this new game, and they say he relished his role so much that he even allowed a sheep to defecate directly on his face. He got the fresh sample. And a local say, well, he's known for his quirky ideas. Oh, maybe should I do that? He's help me out here, Sam. He's known for his quirky ideas. That's more Scottish, isn't it? Yeah.
If it's not Scottish, it's crap.
At least six other people joined in this highly watched competition, and it says here the winner received £100, which is the equivalent of about $155, and they apparently say that the world record now for the farthest one spat is probably about 15 meters. That's quite a ways. But this is not the first time this has ever happened. They say they think that record was set in 2006.
Ancient.
And, of course, they say aside from the fecal spectacle, the festival appears to be pretty normal, and a young woman at the end is crowned the year's new Lady of the Lake. So how much whiskey do you think those guys had to ingest before doing such a thing?
I take it there's not a lot going on out in the county, whatever.
Have you? What's the nastiest thing you've ever put in your mouth, Sam?
I don't think he can say that.
Yeah, you got to think about that one for a while. And Vance, I have to pose the question to you. I know that you've worked for various restaurants over the years, so you must have a wider menu to choose from.
Yeah, I lived in Iceland for a while too. Uh-huh. I saw some of that stuff that kind of, yeah,
that old shark
would make a maggot gag. Yeah, the rotten shark is pretty rough. The sheep testicles, yeah. Well, and that's, yeah, to ingest, actually, to eat.
Yeah.
That's traditional foods.
Have you eaten those?
Oh, yeah. I tried. Yeah. The worse, the better. I tried it all.
Okay. Well, let's talk about eating sheep testicles for a minute now.
Explain lamb fries.
Paint this picture for me. From the moment you sit down and open the menu, how does this experience progress?
Well, it's usually a festive occasion, much as the dung spitting.
And why wouldn't it be? Yeah.
Well, because these are like delicacies. they save them up for a certain time of year, mm-hmm. and in February is the traditional Thoroblote, which is the bad food festival, internationally known as a bad food festival, because it harkens back to the Viking days when they didn't waste anything, and by the end of the winter, they had depleted their resources, and they were down to sucking the marrow out of bones and eating the ram's testicles and the rotten shark that had been buried on the beach through the winter and things like that. So from the point of am I going to do this? It usually starts when a guy brings in the large jar full of sheep testicles. And can I say this? Can I say ram's balls?
I believe that's okay.
Okay.
I think it just happened. I wish we had the soundtrack from that monologue in Jaws to just like fade in.
If you want to give me a little heads up.
Black eyes like a doll's eye.
Yeah.
Because we're all like entranced.
And he comes in with this tall pickle jar full of ram's balls and says, have you tried the balls? And I said, no. Why, no, I haven't. You must try the balls. So here it goes. A piece of this spongy material is forked out of the jar and plop down on a plate, and I just dig in. And what I will tell you about ram's balls, very spongy, very dry.
Ha!
But just otherwise taste doesn't have a whole lot of flavor. But I suppose if it was the year 1000 and I was starving, it would be delicious.
And what kind of prep was there on these things?
Pickled mm-hmm. in some way, using some sort of milk byproduct to
that wasn't
preserve
milk,
it. Oh, okay. That's what I was told. yeah, pickled sheep.
But if you think about it, I'm sure that people in Iceland, if they came to a rural gas station here and they saw pickled pig's feet or pickled eggs, things of that nature, they might be like, oh, can you believe that, while they're eating their rotten shark, which is granted not eaten widely. But, you know, I mean, people eat pickled pig's feet, and those are pretty gross.
I've never had one of those.
We'll get you one next week, bub.
Well, I have eaten some nasty stuff. Shelley?
Yeah, that gross fruit that you brought in here.
Yep, durian.
Durian. Oh, you brought a durian in here?
Oh, yeah. And
oh,
then he
yeah.
made
you
sure
missed out
that
on that.
He didn't leave it in the kitchen because he was afraid that the cleaning crew would get fired.
Well, they're not so, like in Indonesia and stuff, like they'll have signs that say, like, you know, do not open the durian.
Yeah.
You should have done it outside for sure.
I brought durian into this studio, and it's
him.
A good thing that I have a good relationship with the management here, because if I decided to just hide little bits and pieces of this around the property, then a lot of people would have taken an early vacation.
How was the taste? Because, I mean, taste a lot of times is tied in with the smell.
You know, the funny thing is it tastes good to me. I mean, the
Where
smell
did you
is
get
horrible.
A durian?
There is a, it's kind of like an Asian food shop that's kind of over by Sam's Club.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Across from where Pizza Hut used to be.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, I went in there and bought a whole durian. Because, you know, Lauren, my wife, she always talked about how awful it was in Singapore when people would run around with these things. And so, I cut it open, and I can't remember exactly the whole, you know, experience, but what I can tell you is that it had like a, best I recall, kind of like a custardy, like a vanilla custardy flavor.
Yeah.
It was really good,
and
but the smell is just horrible.
It was awful. It was terrible.
Well,
I'm trying to remember.
Piece.
I did. I had a bigger piece of it than Forrest did. Mm-hmm. And I don't even remember what it tasted like, but I remember it was absolutely disgusting. disgusting.
You know, Forrest fell into a vat of durian.
That explains it. Oh, man. So, well, I remember, you know, one of the great things about having friends like Vance here, who's a world traveler, is one time he came back and he brought me a very special alcoholic beverage from Iceland. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about that a little bit. And then also, oh, it, you know, we got to get into our first story from Florida, of course. Happens to also be the homeland of the two very tall men in this room. I wonder how they ended up on the Dark 30 Hour. Who would have thunk? But I will tell you why a 29-year-old woman decided to beat up her boyfriend, and you can decide if you think he deserved it. It is the Dark 30 Hour. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and this is Speaking of Strange. Welcome back to the Dark 30 Hour. We call this the show that explores the summit of mankind's enlightenment and the pit of his depravity. Well, welcome to the depraved part. We're in safe harbor, and that's why we are sharing with you some of these stories that are not for the easily offended. They're not for children. That's why we keep them here for late night, so you can determine whether or not you want to listen to that kind of thing. The show is brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop, and you may call Wright's Coin Shop at 828-298-5402. Again, that's 828-298-5402. Speakingofstrange.com has a link to them. And also, if you're online and you're clicking around, I hope that you will go to my personal website, joshuapwarren.com. There is no period after the P, just joshuapwarren.com. You're going to find there all kinds of interesting stuff, video clips and pictures of really just amazing phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, psychic stuff, cryptids. And I have a little link there to a shop called the Curiosity Shop. And items come and go. For example, right now we're out of stock when it comes to a few things. One of the things that you will currently find there is what I call the Sedona Power Pack, which is this great bundle of goodies that I put together that I discovered earlier this year while I was exploring Sedona. And one of the things in the Sedona Power Pack is a special pendant that uses a Japanese technology that is designed to affect your body's bioenergy field in a variety of really positive ways. And I almost always wear mine. And recently, I guess it was, maybe like a week or so ago, was it?
Two weeks ago.
I had one of these, and I said, Sam, I want to give this to you as a gift. I know that, you know, Sam and I, we know each other well enough. He is very honest with me. He's very skeptical about things. He has a curmudgeonly outlook often in life.
I wouldn't go that far, but
he has way too many gray hairs. And
it's distinguished.
It is distinguished. But no, I gave this to you, and I wasn't sure if you were just going to roll your eyes or if you were going to take it seriously. And lo and behold, you've had some amazing experiences.
Well, first of all, I feel like Telly Savalas when I'm wearing it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a big, it's like a big medallion, you know. And for those who cannot see, I will show. Okay, so on the front, what we got here? What's that called? Like the atomic
like
symbol?
Like an atomic, the electron orbits.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah. So that's on the front. It's like a silver, size of a silver. Shelby, what size is that? Silver dollar, half dollar size.
Silver dollar size.
And it's got a little some sort of stone on the front and three on the back. And as Mr. P. Warren did say, Japanese technology is invoked here.
Mm-hmm.
But the packaging doesn't say a whole lot. About what's going on. I went to their website. Apparently, it's been juiced. I'm picturing kind of like they stick it in a microwave, but like they cook it or they infuse it with some sort of like energy or something, right?
Yes.
And it's supposed to, there's two different kinds, and this particular one is supposed to make you have more energy, virility, wake up feeling more rested. If your shoulder hurts, you can take it and like rub it on your shoulder and stuff like that. Now, so the first night, and remember a couple weeks ago we were talking about lucid dreaming?
Mm-hmm.
And I had said how I don't dream. I just have a blank, just blank, like my soul. And the first night I wore it to bed, asleep, I had vivid dreams. I'm talking like colorful, and like the guy who played Vern Schillinger in Oz, and like the dad in Juno, and he was in there. I'm like, I don't remember exactly what context. But, I mean, when I woke up, if I would have written it down, it would have been pretty interesting. But I was very scared at one point, but it was vivid. That's rare. Second thing is, I'm a creature of the night. You know this, as you are. There's not a lot for us. Go to the Waffle House, the Ingles, the Walmart, that's about it. Go to the Walmart quite a bit, wear my rubber-soled sneakers, push a cart around on their tile floor, nothing happens. I'm there the other night, it's like 3:30 in the morning, and I'm pushing my cart around, and I'm like thinking that I'm on some hidden video show. Right, I'm like, somewhere Josh is taping this and laughing. Like, you're controlling this shock meter. And I'm like, God! Ah! And I just keep getting shocked, like, every couple seconds. And I'm like, he is laughing. And then somewhere there's, like, a hidden room, and they're just like, oh, look at that. So, like, I have to do, like, the two hands together on the little plastic piece and, like, push the cart around like that because I'm getting so shocked. And then once I got home, I'm like, that's the first time I'd worn this pennant. Wow, pushing the cart around the Walmart at 3:30 in the morning, which I do quite often. So I'm like, skeptic as I may be, curmudgeonly even, something is going on there. Bad, good, not going to say either, but I think more good than bad. It's definitely doing something. So there you go. There's a testimonial from, I'm not getting an endorsement fee. I'm just rocking this piece looking like Kojak.
Everybody who has worn one of those has this amazing story. In fact, a friend, I won't give out his name without his permission, same kind of thing. You know, he got one of these and he says, man, I feel like $1 million. He says, you know, I'm not tired at all when I wear this thing. I just feel really good inside and out.
And you can recharge it, apparently, by holding it under cold water for 3.5 minutes or putting it in the sunlight. Now, what do you think? Some of these things, I could attribute this definitely to being from wearing this. But is it just me focusing my mind? Or is it me just, like, using it?
Well,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
It's doing something,
sure.
Obviously, because I was getting shocked. That's physical.
Well, what they say is that they take these minerals, they melt them down, they combine them together, and while they're in a fluid state, they expose them to energy fields that mimic the energy field of a healthy person.
Right.
And then allow them to solidify. So supposedly these minerals are actually, they have captured that frequency of biological wellness.
And we're all on a, operating on a frequency.
Oh, we absolutely are. All right, well, you know, thank you for sharing that, Sam.
Thank you for the pennant.
That was way too inspirational.
It kind of gets in the way when I'm doing it, though. It kind of hangs low, and it's like flopping around. And
you do look good. You look like a sophisticated pimp now.
Thank you.
Well, you know, Sam is from Florida, as Vance, and we were having a conversation off the air about that, and here is a story from Largo, Florida. I have no idea where that is.
Right near both of us.
Is that right? So you guys?
Yeah.
Okay. It says here a 29-year-old woman was arrested there recently for beating up her boyfriend. And this is after she secretly videotaped him. See, man, there are cameras everywhere now. Secretly videotaped him and discovered that he was, quote, still watching porn despite a promise to stop, end quote. That's from the police report. And it says that she was so upset that she had bought a little secret spy cam and hidden it. And when she watched it at 2:40 in the morning, she woke him up and slapped his face and then just began beating him up, eventually pushed him out of the bed, and then started getting objects and striking him. Says it was a blind rage. A blind rage. Sam, I know, we don't want to sound as sleazy as we really are.
We're good. But everybody in this room is good people.
But do we need to stand up for men out there and say, look, it's... It's okay.
I say make a healthy compromise, Shelly, and just wear the blue blockers while you're watching the porn.
I was going to say, let me stand up for the men, all right?
Okay.
All right. Men are men. You got a pulse. You're going to watch porn. That's just the way it is.
It's there. It's
you know,
free.
If you're a woman, you just accept it. I mean...
Most women today that I know anyway roll with it. Nobody I know is against it except like my mother. I mean, like most girls I know want to watch with you, you know?
Yeah, it's ubiquitous.
Yeah.
So, Shelly, you say porn is good, right?
Well, I'm not saying it's good.
It's like Michael Douglas, you know, he said greed is good. We are here to say in unison
porn is good.
Vance
did not join.
Ted Bundy was from Florida, and he said porn bad.
Well, you know,
out of nowhere.
I think in Ted's case, maybe the porn would have prevented other.
Way to drag us all down, because that is absolutely correct. Historically, that is correct. His last act was to say, porn made me do it. Oh.
Vance, do you remember when Ted Bundy got executed in Florida? It was like a huge statewide celebration.
I remember the bulbs dimming. Do you remember in the old days in Florida when they would fry somebody?
I was a little far away from Stark, but the whole like our whole school would get excited, and they'd be like, you know, burn, burn. It was like it's rather witch hunty looking back on it.
Okay, we got to take a break. When we come back, the last few stories of the night is you know what? I think one of them is about Florida. And also, one of them includes McDonald's. And I just, you know me, I love a good McDonald's story. There's nothing more American than a good, dark, twisted McDonald's story. So we're going to have that for you when we come back as well. I'm Joshua P. Warren. Tonight's show is brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop, the place where your money becomes more money. And we'll wrap this up when we come right back here on Speaking of Strange.
Juice and all. I got it for the Lolo.
Turn up.
I'm in love with the Coco. Hit my plug, that's my Cholo. Cause he got it for the Lolo. If you snitching, I go loco. Hit you with that 38. Thinking that I'm solo. 50 deep, they like, oh no.
No, 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 please, no.
Heard the fans taking photos. I know nothing, the popo. Baking soda, I got baking soda. Baking soda, I got baking soda. Whip it through the glass.
In the final minutes of tonight, speaking of strange, I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren. Let me remind you, we call this the Dark 30 Hour. That means you should tune out if you are easily offended or if there are kids around. That's your warning, because these are some of the more outrageous and controversial stories that we save to read late at night. Keep in mind, if you go to speakingofstrange.com, you'll find links to all kinds of cool stuff. You'll find a link to Wright's Coin Shop. You can learn more about the wishing machine. I recently was on ABC 13, and we'll have a link for that as well. And just start clicking around. You can spend hours looking at all the stuff we have for you at speakingofstrange.com and related sites. Also, before I forget, I mentioned this earlier. If I don't follow through on my promise, people will email me. I mentioned that Vance once brought me back a very interesting gift from Iceland.
Oh, right.
It was we called it dirt liquor, did we not? It was an alcoholic beverage.
Very earthy, right?
Very. It was like it had lichen in it, right?
Yes.
It was a high powered liquor. Did you ever drink any of it?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Of course. There's a piece of lichen. It looks like like a mushroomy, mossy kind of thing floating around in
yeah.
there. It was quite a novelty, and I love stuff like that, because I swear to you, by smelling
you're an
it,
alcoholic.
Yeah, well, of course. Smelling it and tasting it, I was like, I don't even need to go to Iceland. This is the experience. He bottled the experience.
Right. You don't have to go to Iceland and shove a handful of dirt in your mouth.
All right. Last few news stories. Here's one related to McDonald's. We can't say certain words on the air, but when somebody says WTF, we know what that means. Well, apparently there are parents who are raising heck, because they say that in Happy Meals right now, there are some of these minion toys, and that's exactly what they believe the toys are saying. What the blank? One woman said she, quote, died a little inside.
Oh, come on.
After hearing this.
That's a bit melodramatic.
That's what she said. After hearing the phrase repeated by her preschool-age son, who learned it from his little minion. Died a little.
Don't think and, you learned it from the minion.
And McDonald's released a statement saying, these minions are only speaking minionese. A fictional language.
Speaking in tongue of the devil. I asked my dad in kindergarten. Uh-huh. Kindergarten. He picked me up from the line of school. I was like, Daddy, what does blank mean?
Mm-hmm.
The F word meant, and I remember the look on it. He was, now thinking back, I would be shocked, you know, if my kindergarten age son.
Right.
Said, where did you learn that?
Did he tell you?
I still don't know what it means. I had mono during sex ed. It's amazing I've made it this far.
The ever evasive thing. Next headline, three farmers arrested in Wales for running sheep brothels. Two brothers and a father ran a gentleman's club known as the Ram Inn. You know, that kind of thing is becoming more and more common, apparently, these days.
You just report on it more.
That's all. But listen to this, guys. You all are going to appreciate this, because, again, Sam and Vance, both of you are from Florida.
A long line of sheep bangers.
Yeah. Well, it gets worse. There's two parts to this story. First off, recently Mobius sends me this story. He goes, for the love of God, read this immediately. He says, I've never seen anything like it. From Everglades City, Florida. Some of you may have seen this. A story actually came out about a 59-year-old man who has been having, he's been in trouble, so the story said, for having sex with an alligator.
What?
A 12-foot alligator that he had kept as a slave for a long time.
Long time.
And and the thing is, I would read you the whole story, but then Mobius, he contacted me, he goes, before you read this story, he says, I think it's a hoax. He says, if you go to Snopes and you read what they said that actually it's just a warped version of the true story. In the true story, the guy was actually having sex with a peacock.
That seems a little more feasible.
That's what I would say.
Peacock, alligator.
Potato, potato.
Whatever you find at the petting zoo.
As Steve Irwin would say, like, you got to find its cochlea.
Oh, I believe we're going to... We're going to call that the end of the program. I thank Brian Hall, Sam Still, John Anderson, and Mobius. Also, my wonderful guest, Vance Dean. As always, Miss Shelley Wright. This is Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual. Till next time, we will be at speakingofstrange.com. Sign up for the free e-newsletter and Twitter. And, hey, I'm going to start saying this from now on. I'll explain later. Don't ever text while driving. That's my little public service because I'm tired of these crazy people swerving all over the road.
Probation.
Tune in next week for a brand new one. You are commanded.
Yeah, California.